Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
We're back! After a short break on popular demand, we're back with a new season of Delhi Decoded. But this time, we thought we'll try something different. Don't worry, we're still talking about Delhi. In this season, each episode will dive into the most famous buildings and landmarks from Delhi, but through pin codes. For those of you who are from Delhi, I am sure you have some very special memories from these places. For those of you who aren't, don't worry, I'll help you get a peek into Delhi. So, let's get started. Hi everyone, it's me Pritika Khanna, a reporter with Mint, and you're listening to Delhi Decoded. 11003 and 11004. These two pin codes of Delhi alone represent so much history. It has business centers, government offices, the president's residence, the parliament, and some of the most iconic structures in the country. One of the landmark locations, India Gate, is a war memorial which has the names of 1,000 soldiers etched on it and draws tourists from across the world. It is a structure which is used by most movies across the world to represent Delhi. As a child, I remember waking up on a cold January morning to watch the parade from Rashtrapati Bhavan or go for a Sunday picnic on the grass of the lawns near India Gate. Later, the space became a favorite for late night trips to get our favorite ice cream. These are just some of the memories that come to mind when one mentions India Gate. I am sure those who have visited have similar memories from the place. Especially now, when we're all cooped up inside and social distancing seems to be the new normal. India Gate is also known as the ceremonial access. The access leads to a 3-kilometer stretch which leads straight into the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The stretch is known as Central Vista and soon will look very different from what we have seen it as. The historic and lush part of Lutyens Delhi is set for a makeover, one that has never been done before. The makeover, which was officially announced in September last year, is an ambitious one. The government has planned to retrofit and build a new parliament building by 2022 and have a redeveloped Central Vista and a common central secretariat by 2024. All this at a cost of a whopping Rs 20,000 crore. The tender for this project was won by Gujarat-based HCP Design, which has worked on projects like the redevelopment of the Sabarmati Riverfront in Ahmedabad. Let me paint a picture for our listeners. If all goes to timeline, by 2022, there will be a new triangle-shaped parliament house which could seat up to 1,300 members right behind the current structure. The current parliament will be retrofitted so the outside structure stays the same. Not just that, by 2024, the area from India Gate to Rashtrapati Bhavan, which currently has large lawns, will see construction of a new residence and office for the Prime Minister, a museum to showcase Indian democracy, and a common central secretariat for all government offices. So, I think it's safe to say that Lutyens Delhi will no longer look the same after this is done. Helping me decode some of the plans of the government is Ajay Srivatsan, my colleague at Mint, who has done some great work on the project. Ajay is also a fellow podcaster, and you may have heard him on The Signal and the Noise. We'll get him to tell us if he's the signal or the noise. Hi Ajay, thank you so much for joining us. I'll get straight to the questions. Do you think that the government's decision to revamp Lutyens Delhi and in a way to bring about this change is necessary?
Lovely to join you, Pritika, on the first episode of your new season. Good question. And I think I would start by saying change is constant and whether it's Delhi's first pin code or any other pin code for that matter, it's hard to say things shouldn't change. But the only question is, who does the change benefit? Is it going to benefit a select few or the city as a whole? So I think that's the question in Latian's Delhi, in the Central Vista, whether it's going to benefit just a few people or is there some larger benefit for the city? And particularly so because it's an important public space for the city. India Gate and the Rajpath actually get 100,000 people visiting it on an average weekend. I think that's the broad concern here as to whether it will benefit the larger public here. And also there are a lot of historical buildings in that zone. So these are the two broad concerns with any change in that zone.
Given the number of historical buildings and the sentimental value they hold, do you see the plan as being too disruptive?
It could potentially be. So that's why they've been tight-lipped and they've not revealed too much of what the plan is. They've only said we want to make changes, not exactly the extent or the nature of the changes have been disclosed. But we do know some things. In fact, for example, we know that about 10 skyscrapers are likely to come on either side of the Rajpath. And that there is a new PM's house, which they think should come up right next to Parliament, so that the PM doesn't have to travel from Racecourse Road, where he lives right now. So the problem here is essentially what is going to happen to, for example, the skyline if these 10 skyscrapers come. From India Gate, you can see the Rashtrapati Bhavan because there is a straight road, but you can also see the Rashtrapati Bhavan from other places. It's built on a hill for a particular reason that people can look at it from a certain distance. In fact, Delhi has a lot of rules about the height that a building can reach because of the nature of the Central Vista and how the whole development started there in the early 1920s. So these are all concerns, and the problem is the plan has not been transparently disclosed. There has been very little consultation with other architects. So it could be disruptive, it could not be. The concern is that we don't know.
That's true. Even the tender was given out in a very hurried manner. A lack of consultation is also something that a lot of experts have also raised. Do you think a project like this can be implemented without sufficient consultation? Or there is also a section that believes too many views will surface. We have never seen a project of this scale and on such a timeline be undertaken in our country before.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question about public feedback all the time. So if you keep asking for public feedback, when do you actually get stuff done? That's a concern. But the Central Vista is a very unique zone in Delhi because it's nobody owns it, but everybody owns it. It's almost like a symbol of our democracy. So it's particularly relevant to ask, to consult, to engage people outside the government for this zone because of its symbolic value. So I understand the concerns regarding if you keep asking for public feedback, things will never get done and we'll just sit and keep getting feedback and that will just be a conversation. But they should have at least tried to give at least a few months for it. And they've basically started with the tender process and also the design process without even giving, let's say, 2 or 3 months. So have a time-bound consultation process, but have one.
Given the power center that the area holds, do you think that in a way this is the National Democratic Alliance trying to build a legacy for themselves? It is also a part of your story that this may not be the first time that such a plan has come up.
Yeah, I mean, totally. In fact, when I was talking to a bunch of people late last year, around October and November of last year, which is when the plan finally was disclosed to the public, one of them said that we've been thinking about this at least since July, August of 2014, which is when the National Democratic Alliance came to power for the first time. Modi was installed as PM in May 2014 in his first term. And my own sense, talking with some very senior people within the government who are involved in the current project, is that they've been thinking about this at least for 5 years now. So clearly, as soon as they got to majority in Delhi, there have been thoughts that we want to remake Delhi in some way, because Latians, as is used even in many used certainly by a lot of politicians, but also media personalities, has become associated with a certain socialist Congress-led era. So obviously Modi and and they want to kind of leave their own footprint on Delhi, which is probably one of the motivating reasons for starting this in the first place. But then you can leave a good legacy and a bad legacy, and a legacy which kind of helps the city and which hurts the city. So even if they want to leave a legacy, I think the debate and the discussion right now is about what will be the nature of that legacy.
The plan also has some very interesting changes, including converting the North Block and South Block, which currently have some of the biggest ministries working out of, into museums. There's also a plan for a museum for Indian democracy. Which parts of this revamp are you most excited about, and what bits make you most nervous?
So the last plan that I saw was as of March 20. And this was before the pandemic. Nothing much has changed after that. It's been 3 months since the design has kind of stabilized. And broadly, there are 10 buildings, 10 skyscrapers, 5 on each side of the Rajpath. There is a triangular new parliament building right next to the existing parliament. And there is a PM's house. These are broadly the new buildings which are coming up. The question is, I don't know whether any of this will actually materialize and kind of turn into buildings now, because the pandemic interrupted one. A lot of the plan involved centralizing, having everybody working out of one zone, having large-scale underground mass transit systems, connecting the whole Central Vista. With the pandemic, I don't know whether these designs may remain static because of all the concerns about density now, about how to manage public spaces. A lot of government officials already have gotten infected with COVID, going to their offices. Most of them have been going for the last 3 months, unlike most of us. So I don't know whether the plan will remain static. So it's kind of all up in the air. So it's very hard to say whether it's going to be good or bad yet.
The pandemic is likely to make some changes happen. If we look at the original deadlines that were also in place, some of these deadlines were very ambitious. You know, a new, completely entirely new parliament structure by 2022 and the remaining revamp by 2024. That's, you know, we're looking at a 4-year timeline. Do you see them being pushed back further with the pandemic?
I mean, yeah, that's what we think. But I spoke to the architect who has been involved in the design process a couple of days ago, and he seems to think that they are on the same deadlines, and the time deliverables for the timeline are still the same for him. And essentially, they want to open this before the 2024 general elections, which was the original timeline before the pandemic. Now, the funny thing is the original Central Vista that Latians built took about 20 years to build. It started around 1911 and they finished only around 1930. So they're going to try and redesign something which took 20 years to build and try and do it in 4 years. Now, I understand construction technology, the kind of manpower you have, all of those might be different, but still it's a very hard deadline to meet. Even before the pandemic, it was hard. And definitely it has just become much, much more difficult now. But my own understanding is they are still sticking to their original deadlines and they're going to try and meet it. But it seems very difficult from the looks of it.
We'll now have to wait and see what happens. But it's going to be a game changer for sure in how Lutyens Delhi will look. Thank you so much, Ajay, for taking time out to join us. That's all from me this week. Thank you so much for joining in. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast. We are always looking to hear from you for your thoughts and suggestions on how we can make this better. We're ever present on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at HD Smartcast. You can also reach out to me directly on Twitter at Pritika Khanna. That's PRETIKAKHANNA. See you next time. Until then, stay safe and healthy.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. from Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.